Good morning.
And welcome to the parish of St. Mark the Evangelist. Today we celebrate the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Mass parts for today are from the Belmont Mass. You may want to slip a Mass card in at number 928 in the hymnal to find the music for the Gloria and for the other Mass parts. Our celebrant this morning is our pastor, Father Joe. The deacon for the Mass is Deacon Phil Betcher. Please join in singing our entrance hymn. It's number 587, Christ Be Our Light, number 587.
This week, we hear Jesus saying to his disciples that they are like salt, they are like light, they can make a difference for good. So as we begin the Mass, we ask the Lord to increase within us that salt, that light. We ask the Lord to forgive us for those times that we have not let our light and salt flavor the world. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us of the sins we share, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you.
Lord God, heaven and earth,
Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, we may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Will the children who wish to participate in the children's liturgy of the word please come forward now? And then follow the minister with the word of God in the chapel. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your womb shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity or words of wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then place it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must also shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel is very fitting, especially if we reflect on the week that has just passed in our own country. The Gospel is very fitting. I would encourage you to look up what the gospel was after 9/11, and you'll be surprised immensely how God's word actually has something to say to us in our present moment. The gospel is all about being light and being salt. It's all about making a difference for good. And this week, it's important for us to remember that there really were no winners. It's important for us to remember that when it comes to democracy, what's really needed is good citizens. Good citizens that allow their light, their salt, to make a difference for good. And we, as Christians, as Catholics, we're always called to flavor our world, our society, our workplaces, our neighborhoods, with the goodness of God's light, the goodness of God's salt. Democracy depends on citizens who seek virtue, citizens who seek knowledge and wisdom and prudence, citizens who allow their gestures to unite, citizens who seek common ground, recognizing that we are one community. And so the gospel is very fitting. Jesus, he's saying to his disciples, therefore he's saying to us, you are like salt. You can flavor the world. You are like light. You can dispel darkness. He's empowering his disciples. He's seeing the potential within them. He's inviting them to help him unfold God's kingdom. The words of Jesus are powerful enough, but they're even more powerful if we remember who he addresses these words to. You know, Jesus never really attracted the strong and the powerful, the wealthy. Jesus tended to attract those who were weak, the forgotten, the underdog. Remember these words in Matthew's gospel, they take place after the Beatitudes. And remember the Beatitudes, Jesus would say, blessed are you who are poor. So it wasn't the rich who had gathered, it was the poor. And Jesus says, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are lowly. Blessed are you who are hurting, who mourn. Blessed are you who are persecuted. The words of Jesus are strong, even if he were speaking them to those who were powerful, those who were mighty, those who were famous, reminding them that they have a light, they have a salt that can make a difference. But the words of Jesus are especially, especially powerful because they were spoken to people who were weak, people who were poor, people who were disenfranchised. Those were the words that Jesus voiced to those who perhaps felt like they couldn't make a difference, those who were perhaps afraid. Jesus spoke those words. You, of all people, despite what you may think, you can make a difference. Don't let your fear, don't let peer pressure, don't let anything keep you from being true to the tug of your own heart. Let your light make a difference. Let your salt flavor the world. We've said this before, but the opposite of love is not just hate. The opposite of love is indifference. The opposite of love is indifference. So this week, it's a good time to ask ourselves, what darkness have we given permission to exist because we have chosen to put our own light under a bushel basket? It's a good week to rejoice in those times in our life when we've not been afraid of sprinkling the salt of Jesus Christ, of allowing His gospel to flavor our families, our communities. It's sad when we hide our light. It's even more sad when we remember that we're not just hiding our light, we're hiding the light of Christ that is within us. We're hiding the light of Christ that is within each one of us. And so we pray this week for the courage that we need to make a difference, to be who Jesus sees you and me to be, His light, His salt, His difference for the world. Amen. Together we reaffirm the faith we share using the older of the two creeds, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. And we pray
for the church, the people of God, that we be a light for one another, and that our words and deeds be transformative. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the nations of the world, that they be a light for peace and justice, and for our country, that we be salt for respect and civility. We pray.
Lord, hear prayer.
For the courage to be light and salt, that we awaken the complacent by living the good news of Jesus in our neighborhoods and workplaces, we pray.
Lord, hear prayer.
For those in the medical field, that they be light for those infected by the coronavirus, and that research and new treatment be successful, we pray.
Lord, hear prayer.
For the sick and those preparing for death, that they receive God's light and salt and love, we pray.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For the dead, especially Angie Lusco, the mother of Carol Lott, Judy Hobbs, the teacher at Our Lady of the Valley School, and Robert Johnson, the husband of Virginia Johnson, that they live in the light of God's presence, we pray.
Lord, hear. Father, hear our prayers that we might be light and salt. Hear as well all the prayers that we are holding in our hearts through Christ our Lord.
Our hymn of preparation is number 629. God of day and God of darkness, number 629.
Sisters, brothers, let's pray. My sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all his holy church.
Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It's truly right and just to give you thanks and praise. For by the word of your Son's gospel, you have brought together one church from among people and tongues and nations, having filled her with life by the power of your Spirit. You never cease through her to gather the whole human race into one. Manifesting the covenant of your love, she dispenses without ceasing the blessed hopes of your kingdom, and she shines like a bright light as a sign of your fidelity. And so, with grateful hearts, we praise you with saints and angels. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the first disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and he breaks the bread. Father most merciful, we ask you to send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Passion and death to the glory of the resurrection, whom you've seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us. Grant, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Renew your church, which is in the Diocese of Birmingham, by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people. Together with Francis, our Pope, Robert, our Bishop, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face. Grant to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, we come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, in communion with Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mother, with Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, Saint Mark, our patron, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. And in thanksgiving, that Jesus invites his disciples to help unfold the kingdom by the sharing of their time, talents, and treasures, we pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
And the gift of Christ's peace be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Susan, peace. Thanks again. Peace. 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 Safe. Sisters and brothers, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Happy and blessed are we, called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
our communion song is number 712, Rejoice in the Promise of Jesus, number 712. Please join with the choir on verse 3.
Finding your way.
O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that, made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And there's a couple of announcements. Definitely take a bulletin home. There's a lot of good news, especially for women, so take a bulletin home. Also, want to remind you, we are signing up for Lenten small groups in the neighborhoods. This would be the last Sunday to sign up. It's a six-week scripture study of the Gospel of Mark, our patron. You might want to check the tables out as you leave if you're interested in making a commitment for 6 weeks. Our youth programs are in full session this evening. We have a mass at 5 o'clock, followed by the two youth groups in the youth center. Let us bow our heads. Let's pray God's blessings. May God bless us. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And just a reminder, next week, Father Joel Martin will be here, St. Bernard Abbey, the Blooming Festival.
Okay. Let us go forth today singing number 591. We are the light of the world, number 591.